Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 3rd, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter August 3rd, 2020. We need to reach a state when we understand what and why Mother Nature, the Creator, requires of us, and to want to fulfill its demands with our consent, free will, and personal drive, listening to it and obeying it joyfully. There is no other evil besides egoism. If we protect each other from transmitting evil, the virus would disappear. The Creator wants us to have an intention to bestow, or to not harm the others. We will realize the spiritual manifestation of this law within us, and advance toward understanding the Creator. In the virus we see the work of the upper force, besides which there is nothing. What can be done to combat it? Where can I find a cure for such a virus? But we don't need a cure for the virus. We need to find a cure for our egoism, then we won't feel any viruses. I must condition myself to be responsible for others, and they are responsible for me, my family, and all of humanity. The coronavirus is teaching us mutual guarantee from afar. We already see a connected, unified world where everyone affects all others as they affect him. From revealing the slightest influence of the Creator, we found ourselves in a new world within 4 to 5 months. We resist and disagree with this world, unwilling to embrace it. But we are entering a new reality. The old life will not return, we will have to live a new life and the restrictions will only exacerbate. It is simply the mercy of the Creator to bring order with such methods. The virus has already forced us to close businesses that bring no benefit, and pollute the globe. We stop doing stupid and unnecessary things. All systems built for showing off before each other are collapsing. See what the Creator is doing. We thought that a person could get new understanding and feelings only through blows such as world war, natural disasters, volcanic explosions, hurricanes or tsunamis. But this was not necessary. Quietly, the hash virus appears and does all the work. Media: Israel has exceeded the US in the rate of COVID cases per population. I've written before that since the world's correction depends on the Jews, they will feel nature's pressure driving us toward correction. Therefore, over time, COVID will hit us the hardest. Team Building Guide, Part 9. Principles of Forming a Team, Responsibility for Thoughts and Actions. Question. 8th Rule, you must be responsible for every word you say in the team and remember that our thoughts and actions affect the entire group. In other words, frivolity harms most of all. It kills all attempts to build the correct connections and interferes with the team spirit. How can a person control their thoughts? Answer, through preparation. Not at the time when thoughts are already appearing in you but in all previous states that determine these thoughts. Question, there will still be conflicts and disruptions at the initial stages. What can we do if this happens? What types of punishment can we use? Answer, none. In nothing and in no way. We just need to encourage people to behave differently. Question. Let's say that a person has somehow shown frivolity and criticism toward another. The other person was offended. What to do? The team is destroyed, they do not talk to each other. Answer, on the contrary, we need to sit in a circle and discuss this problem. Resolve it in such a way that it only strengthens the connections between them. We must look at all such excesses as necessary ones during the building of a team. From CAB TV's Management Skills, June 18, 2020. The evil eye is the power of thought. Question. What is the evil eye? What is the mechanism of its influence? How does one counteract it? Answer. The evil eye is the power of thought. Each of us has internal forces. And when we think badly about someone, as a result, A lot of bad thoughts about him have their effect on him. This is the impact of one person on another or even the whole society. There are people who can look at someone and let's say their temperature rises. I have seen such phenomena many times. We influence each other because we are all in the same system, in the same desire. All of humanity is considered one. Therefore, our impact on one another is not so improbable. Being in the unified system already indicates the possibility of such influence. Question: so it's not something supernatural? Answer: no, it's just that people don't have such special abilities right now. Once they were more pronounced, but people did not use them. Question: can you develop them within yourself? Answer: sure. But for this you need to go into reconnaissance, into certain circles. Question: can you resist the evil eye? Answer: that is also taught there. From CAB TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 7, 2020. What is true unity? Question: what is true unity? Answer: by true unity we create a force that is external to us. If I connect with you, a common force that does not exist in each of us appears between us. It is actually thanks to the fact that each of us is an egoist that when we each reject our egoism, it enters the space between us, and there a common force is created out of our egoistic forces, and we concentrate in it and reveal the Creator. This is an internal action. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 19, 2018. How can we prolong life? Question: in an experiment, homes for the elderly were connected to orphanages, and researchers noted that the daily functioning of the elderly improved with the presence of children, and the fear, insecurity, indifference, and restraint formerly observed in the children disappeared and they became like ordinary children, noisy and restless. How can we explain this? Answer: this happened because the two parties lacked these things. The elderly lacked young restless kids, and the children lacked what kind adults can give them. This is the best way that life complements itself. The orphans acquire an accurate and clear sense of security and kindness toward the world and toward life. The elderly people soften the feeling of the world in many aspects. Even if they don't have a special connection, the transmission of energy, the external connection, and even the insight that such a phenomenon exists, create a totally different picture and atmosphere. In fact, according to nature, we are built to live with three generations together: kids, parents, and grandparents. Two generations are not enough. A child needs to see that just as his parents created him and his parents were created by their parents. Thus, he sees continuity, a flow, evolution. He sees how his parents relate to their parents, and this is a model for him as to how he should treat his parents. He has to learn a lot from his grandparents, because we know that Israel, Saba, grandfather, and wisdom are a whole system in our spiritual connection, and it is thus very important. Here, when we speak about orphans, the outcome should be incredible. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 27, 2018. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 10, 2020, Part 2. Question: do I need to love a fellow gangster? Answer: first, the gangster needs to be re-educated and then loved. Question: will the understanding of my aspirations necessarily change on the part of people close to me? Should they support me? Or is it my own work? Answer: no. This is your personal work. They may not even know about it. You can do this without them knowing. Question: why have great Kabbalists been severely persecuted throughout history? Answer: because they spoke the truth and called for love between people. And people don't like that. Comment: please provide examples of bestowal and altruism from minimum to maximum. My response: How can I give you an example? If, for example, I give you $1 as the minimum and $10 as the maximum, is this clear? How will I measure the return from minimum to maximum? Question: Who was Mother Teresa, an altruist or was she motivated by selfishness? Answer: I don't know, I am not familiar with her. Question: Does the Creator have questions or complaints about us? Answer: The Creator has no questions for us. Why would he ask them if he himself raises these questions in us, so that we can answer them? Question: What you are saying is not easy to understand. What can we do about it? Answer: Listen several times. We have many conversations on different topics. Consult with the teachers of your online studies, what suits you best. Take lectures, lessons, absorb them, and you will see how much you progress. Question: How would someone who is not an egoist be? How would he differ from an egoist? Answer: He is different because he knows how to use his egoism correctly. Question: How can we find out what the Creator thinks? Answer: The Creator thinks about doing good to everyone. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10th, 2020.